Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Glenn Washington from Snap Judgment. And if you love what you're hearing, and I know you love what you're hearing, please consider becoming a KQED member. Get special access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. Plus, you'll sleep better at night knowing you did your part for the community you depend upon. It's in you. Please be in it. Visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to sign up now. That's podcast with an S. Thanks.
From KQED.
I used to make fun of my grandpa for writing me thank you notes for my thank you letters. It seemed sappy at the time, but I was recently reminded of how meaningful and lasting it is to be thanked. My parents were emptying their storage unit and asked me to claim the boxes that I'd left with them almost 30 years ago before moving to Europe. I brought them home, opened one of the time capsules, and started sifting through old prom portraits, postcards from my travels, an autographed photo from Mark Harmon, 1986's Sexiest Man Alive, and faded black and white newspaper clippings from my high school plays. Buried amidst my paper memories was a file of commendation letters I received as a flight attendant in the late 1980s. Reading the passenger thanks still made me feel good all these years later. It felt special knowing that people took the time to write and express their appreciation. When someone says thank you, it's as if they see you, even for a few minutes, before life hustles on. Philosopher William James said, "After basic needs are met is the need to be appreciated." Handwritten letters are rare these days, but even a quick email thanks for a job well done or for getting in touch makes a difference. Thank yous can take other forms, like a wave when a driver allows you into their lane, a nod when someone stops to let you cross in the crosswalk, and of course a smile for essential workers, caregivers, and family. And giving thanks is a twofer. Harvard Health writes that gratitude is strongly and consistently associated with greater happiness. So thanking and being thanked makes you happy. Give a shout out to the universe when you wake up each morning and set a positive tone for your day. It's toxic and tough out there. So let's challenge ourselves to make Thanksgiving a daily ritual. Thank you for listening. And thank you, Grandpa, wherever you are, for thanking me for my thank you. I get it now. With a Perspective, I'm Stephanie Longo Denman.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over four decades, online at lchb.com.
Support for Perspectives comes from Leif Cabraser, Hyman & Bernstein, seeking justice for the injured, victims of fraud, whistleblowers, employees, and investors in the Bay Area and nationally for over five decades. Online at lchb.com.
Hey, it's Avery Trufelman, host of Articles of Interest, and I've got to say, I've been a fan of KQED ever since I was a little kid and I would come out to San Francisco to visit my grandma. It was just what we'd always turn on every time we got in the car, every time we were making dinner and turning on the radio. It was always KQED. And then over the years, I've become a massive fan of KQED podcasts because this is local reporting at its best. These are answers to questions you've always wanted to know, interviews with exciting, unusual voices, necessary journalism, all told with love and care and artistry. And did you know that a majority of KQED's funding actually comes from members? It's just people like you and me supporting the programs they love, while also getting access to cool events, behind-the-scenes footage, and so much more. If you want to sign up and be a part of this amazing community, visit donate.kqed.org/podcasts to become a member today. That's podcasts with an S. Thank you for listening, and thank you for your support.